Okay, we're now going to move to sketch plats. And the first one is number 9, PR 2021-5573, sketch plat 2021-69 for Netflix Studios, LLC at 5650 University Boulevard, Southeast. And Bohannon Houston is back up. Mr. Blaskowitz, I need to have you introduce again.
Absolutely. This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston. My address is 7500 Jefferson Street, Northeast. We are here as agents representing Netflix Studios, LLC.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's go ahead. We're going to do the sketch plat, and then I'll probably have to swear you in when we go back to your major case. So let's just do the sketch plat now. And you can give us an overview of sort of what you're wanting to know about, and then we can go through the comments and make sure we're matching our comments to what you're wanting from your sketch plat.
Absolutely. This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston, Madam Chair, members of the board. This sketch plat was a result of a PRT meeting that was previously noting in those meeting minutes that a sketch plat would help answer some of those questions related to what we had specific to this planning effort. What you see on the screen on the top upper right is we're intending to consolidate the parcels that are currently owned by Netflix and are creating 4 new tracks. You see the larger pink track in the center is what's intended to be Netflix expansion. The green along Mesa del Sol Boulevard on the right or east of the page is some future development. The yellow to the north is also some future development, and the blue area that's allotted along Eastman current right-of-way is a future parcel to be dedicated or provided to the Water Authority. Some of the questions that we had during the PRT process was one that we understand that we will have a subsequent site plan that is going to be submitted in conjunction with this plat. And we do anticipate and fully understand that there's going to be infrastructure that's tied to it. And one of the main questions that we really wanted to get our arms around was whether or not that infrastructure list can be tied to the site plan to support what that expansion looks like, as opposed to the platting effort, or if it needed to be tied to the platting effort. In this instance, knowing that both of them will be submitted concurrently.
Okay, so Mr. Blaskowitz, this Chair Wolfley, so having them come in concurrently is good, and then the infrastructure list would be tied to the site plan. And Ms. Gould can correct me if I'm in error at all. Okay. With that, let's go ahead and go to board comments. There isn't public comment on a sketch plat, so let's go to Water Authority.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, Mike. You can. This is Blank for the Water Authority. Our comments sort of mirror the comments in the vacation earlier, so please see those comments. We understand there's a submittal proposed to revise the master plan for the water and sewer infrastructure. It's our understanding that you're seeking approval of that prior to the platting action going forward. So we would rely on that in review of the plat, and assume we'll be doing both at the same time. And I guess generally there's several lines shown that run through this area, and we want to make sure that the parcels being served by the master plan continue to have an option for service. Specifically, I think there was some discussion about the, sort of interim condition where this Netflix would be going to the west and heading up University. I think we are not opposed to that, provided that the master plan infrastructure that's adjacent to the plat is on the infrastructure list to be financially guaranteed, and sort of what's going on in the interim. That's going to be up to the development groups to sort out a little bit of who's going where. I think we're open to that. I think big picture, we do need on the infrastructure list, and it sounds like we'll be tied to the site plan. The adjacent infrastructure that's on that final level B update for water and sewer. Again, I think there's some specifics that are all be spelled out in that level B plan, so I don't know that we need to get into those right now, but if you have any questions overall, I'd be happy to answer. I think as well, there's a, you know, a question about the Water Authority stuff going on. We are open to what's being proposed. We do need to review and approve that regarding, you know, the existing facility that's there. There's some easements to be vacated and there's a new tract proposed. We're looking at all of that. So I think we need to get a better picture of what that looks like in terms of the lines surrounding the site, and we can review that and approve it. I don't see anything that is not approvable, provided we get an updated master plan that is in compliance with that. So that's where we're at. Thank you.
Thank you, Blaine. And this is Mike Bloss with Bohannon Houston. And you reminded me that there are also a number of vacation actions that we're going to be requesting as a part of this platting effort. And I think it's worth mentioning that obviously one of them is with the Water Authority, contingent upon those approved studies. There are also a public drainage easement as well as a public access easements and a number of private easements that would be also included and submitted at the same time with the site plan, the plat, and these vacation actions. So you will be seeing those forthcoming.
Okay, anything more, Mr. Carter?
Oh, me, thank you.
Thank you. Code enforcement.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement. Just a reminder that Kirtland Air Force Base military influence area. They'll need to be contacted. Comply with the Mesa del Sol plan, of course. Comply with all architectural review committee comments and reviews. And this is an employment center. So employment center applies. And that's all I have, unless you have any questions.
Nope, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Parks and Recreation.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with the Parks and Recreation Department. We have no objection to the easement vacations or plat. However, it does seem that the connectivity ped and bike should be further looked at. I don't know if it's site plan or level B master plan amendment stage. And then the same thing with the parks and recreation spaces that are shown in the level B master plan. So I'm wondering if you can talk about the process for that.
This is Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. Yes, the that to me feathers into the level B process. There are a number of exhibits, as you guys are aware of, within the level B technical appendices, as well as the master plan that details some of those parks, as well as there's one that's even specific to the pedestrian and bicycle pathways. The disruption of the Eastman and Hawking right away, those exhibits will be updated within the level B plan to show the rerouting of those access points.
This is Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. What is the process of the amendment to the level B master plan? Is that something that will go through parks or DRB, or how will that be amended?
Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. That's a great question. It's we've been working very closely with the city planning staff, including James Aranda and his planners. And we have determined that the process that's specific to the level B amendment is tied to an EPC submittal. We anticipate submitting that EPC amendment July 1st to be heard on August 19th. And you will be involved with the approval and able to comment on those exhibits as necessary.
Thank you. That's all. Thank you.
Hydrology.
Ernest Tomejo, Hydrology. Hydrology will require an approved grading and drainage plan prior to sign-off, along with the previously mentioned update to the drainage report. Do want to note that Hydrology is currently reviewing the drainage report to relocate a portion of storm drainage. I believe it's end of Stryker. And I'm almost done with that one.
So Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. Thank you, Ernest, for that update. And that one is specific to the vacation request that we have for the public drainage easement. That report is in support of that. So we'll look forward to that review and comments.
Okay, thank you.
Transportation.
Yes, this is Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. As stated before, with case number 1, traffic study shall be approved prior to sign off of plat. which shall include justification of the vacation of Hawking along with the master plan amendment as previously talked about. Traffic mitigation measures shall be shown in the infrastructure list along with other surrounding roadway improvements, incorporate turnarounds as necessary, and provide proposed cross-sections as part of that application. I do see that some cross-sections were provided as part of case one, but just make sure that's all included together as part of the platting action. And then, as Cheryl had mentioned, all required pedestrian way and bike way improvements shall be established as well on the infrastructure list, follow the master plan requirements. Typically with any, you know, roadway improvements, we would ask for that to be on the infrastructure list tied to the plat. Those are all my comments.
Okay. Michael, any questions?
Yeah, this is Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston. Jean just mentioned that the infrastructure improvements would be required on the plat as opposed to the site plan, and that deviated a little bit from what was previously discussed. And I just want to get some clarification and ensure that we could still apply the infrastructure list to the site plan, knowing that subsequent site plans will be submitted, which would also generate subsequent infrastructure lists in the future.
This is Jean with transportation. No, typically the process would be to tie the infrastructure list to the plat. The plat's usually signed off before the plat's usually go before the site plan sign off.
And Mike Blaswitz with Bohannon Houston, just to just make sure that we're clarified again, that are we talking about now two separate infrastructure lists? We'd very much like to consolidate them into one from the initial statements, I believe, from Madam Chair, initially that we were able to tie it to the site plan, but now it sounds as if it would need to be tied to the plat.
This is Maggie Gould. I'm wondering if this is maybe a good thing to bring up with the city engineer when he's back in the office next week, because we've done it both ways, where we've tied infrastructure to plats and where we've tied infrastructure to site plans. And I think in this case, it's just really a matter of engineering being comfortable that they will get the infrastructure that they need. And so maybe this is, and I'll defer to Jean on this, but maybe this is a good conversation to have with Shahab when he gets back on Wednesday.
Yes, this is Jean with transportation. We can have that discussion later. It's just how we typically do things with the plat. That's all.
Okay. Yes, I thank you both very much. This is Mike with Bohannon Houston. Thank you both very much. And we will work to get in front of the city engineer early next week to kind of work through some of that.
Okay, thank you. And sometimes when the plat and site plan are coming in at the same time, then we are tying it to the site plan. It's kind of, sometimes we don't know which is going to come in first or if they're going to come in together. So I think that's where a little bit of the gray area is. Let's go now to planning comments.
So this is Maggie Gould. So again, all of the standard comments about application numbers and plat requirements, justification of vacations, and then making sure you address the Mesa del Sol master plan as part of that vacation justification. Also section 14.16.5.2, site design and sensitive lands. I believe a lot of this is raw land, so a sensitive lands analysis will be required for platting and for site development activities.
And I think, this is Chair Wolfley, I think we gave you a reference to that form, which kind of takes you through the types of sensitive lands that need to be reviewed and see if they exist or don't exist on the site. But you kind of have a, yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and you may have none. But if you have land that's ungraded, then that triggers that requirement, and you just have to certify that you have none of those features by going working through the list.
This is Mike with Bohannon okay. Houston. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we were aware of that study, so thank you.
And then one just last comment, and I kind of brought this up a little bit with the other case, but you know, I went out to this property a couple weeks ago just to make sure as we're getting more activity in Mesa del Sol, I had a feel for the land. You know, the linear park that is on the Mesa del Sol master plan, that's roughly that green, or it's not exactly that green area, but it's a line running somewhat parallel to that green area there. You note on the Mesa del Sol master plan that it has to capture the view to the Sandias for the community along that point. So I just wanted to bring that up to recommend that you kind of look at that and whatever you can recapture or preserve within what you're doing with Netflix, that would be great, because some of those things can be overlooked. The context of the amenities on the site as well, there's some pretty awesome views of the Manzano Mountains through there. But if you would just kind of keep that in mind as you're working with the site planning phase.
This is Mike Bossitz with Bohannon Houston. Thank you for that. And I think it's important, though, and we are taking into account some of those view lines. But it's also worth noting that it will be a secured facility similar to what the existing studios is. So there will be a perimeter wall around here that is going to, and that's the whole intent of actually vacating those public pedestrian easements in the previously approved linear parks. To ensure that it does remain secure. And so the modification of that ponding area is going to continue to serve that kind of linear open space, but it's going to be more so an amenity specific to the studios itself.
Okay, thank you. We'll look at that as it develops. And then now I think we're done with sketch plat comments and item 9. And previously we moved item 1 for reconsideration. We talked through it, but we hadn't taken any action on it. So item 1 is the also for Netflix. It's PR 2020-4138. It's the vacation of right-of-way for Hawking Drive and Eastman Avenue, SD 2021-104. And what we had left to discuss was the justification and the state land office agreement. Mr. Blaskowitz, have you made progress on those documents? Would you like us to review those now, or do we need to defer?
This is Mike Blossman. Yes, we have made progress. I provided Ms. Maggie Gould with the updated justification, as well as in the background, they were feverishly working with getting confirmation from the state land office that they are in concurrence with it. And we have since obtained that, as well as provided those emails to Mrs. Gould.
Okay. Ms. Gould, are you able to share your screen?
Yes, give me one moment and I will pull those up.
You can get a lot done during a DRB meeting, right?
Okay. So here is the updated justification letter. And what they have added was this part about the TIS. And then addressing these two vacation criteria. So there are no improvements currently located within the right of way to be vacated. The public welfare does not require the right of way. to be retained. The TIS will demonstrate the overall network connectivity of the remaining roads that will continue to function. There's not a net benefit or detriment to the request of the public right-of-way to be vacated because there are no improvements located within it. The development made possible by the vacation is a benefit to the public welfare as it will prevent the general public from entering a secured facility. Furthermore, the surrounding properties, access to University Boulevard and Mesa del Sol can continue to be obtained using the surrounding streets, including but not limited to Creek Crossing and Stryker Road.
Okay.
And then, this was an email sent and so from the state land office saying they concur with the request, and the state land office has notified their CEO and stated they're okay with the vacation of right of way as well. And then we have an email here stating that the, you know, they've sent their support for the partial vacation of Hawkins and Eastman.
Okay, that is from whom?
That is from the state land office.
Okay, yeah, that had a email of the state land office. Okay, so that met, I think, do you concur, Ms. Gould? That looks to me like it's met unfinished pieces of the vacation request for
this is Maggie Gould, and I agree. Yes, they have addressed the vacation criteria and they have provided the coordination with the state land office.
Okay, thank you all for your extra credit work there. Then let me ask, let me just ask, does any other DRB member have any other questions or comments on the vacation? All right, I will ask each board member to vote to approve or deny the application for a vacation of right-of-way for Hawking Drive and Eastman Avenue. If you're, we don't do that. So this will be a approve or deny the application, which would involve a recommendation to the City Council. So let's go ahead and vote, starting with Water Authority.
Thank you, Blaine Carter, Water Authority, I approve.
Carl Garcia with Code Enforcement, I approve.
Gerald Sommerfeld, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Armijo, Hydrology, I approve.
Gene Wiffenbarger with Transportation, I approve with a finding that any required roadway mitigation measures proposed as part of the study and amendment will be handled at platting stages. Thank you.
And this is Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, and I approve. There is a consensus vote to approve item one, PR 2020-4138, application SD 2021-104, vacation of right-of-way, Hawking Drive and Eastman Avenue. And this vote to approve is a recommendation of approval to the City Council with the finding as stated by Transportation, because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. Okay. Yay.
Thank you. Really appreciate the opportunity to have some extra credit.
Good work, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Michael, as well.
Thank you.
All right, we're gonna return to our sketch plots, and the next one up